Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it is Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features on the site totally free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Live Saturday edition, last hour. We ended the hour with a question. And so for those of you just tuning in, I will ask it again. We talked extensively about some activists that had guns drawn on them and their home essentially busted into by the police, intimidated, again, guns pointed at them, all over a warrant, an alleged warrant, which they refused to show.
Yeah, the police officers refused to show the warrant. That's important.
So an alleged warrant for an arrest for disorderly conduct, not really anything involving a violent person. There's no evidence that the person they were going after was in any way a danger.
It could be a low-level misdemeanor or even a violation,
just a ticket.
But they decided to, you know, draw guns.
So you combine
the door in.
You combine that with the thousands of police raids that are happening across the country, usually on drug-related charges that destroy families, destroy homes, destroy lives. Combine that with the random checkpoints, the not-so-random checkpoints, the various different the searches of students at school, searches of lockers with police dogs. I mean, you can just go down the line. And then just most recently in Arizona, they passed a law that says that the cops can stop you and demand your papers anytime, anywhere. So now it's papers, please. But yet some people don't believe this is a police state. And I wanted to hear from them. 800-259-9231. Why not? Why isn't it a police state? And if it's not, what would it take to get you to believe that it is? Let's continue and talk to you about whatever's on your mind, specifically looking for somebody who will talk about that. Let's talk to Charlie, listening in Charlottesville, the WCHV. Charlie, you're on Free Talk Live.
Ian and Mark, is it?
Yes, sir.
Mark, you were the Vietnam veteran, aren't you?
No, I am not.
Ian is.
No, neither one of us Vietnam veterans.
Mark spent 9 years in prison.
That much is
but
true.
But not the Hanoi Hilton, though.
No.
Well, I talked to your screener. Says one of our people was a Vietnam veteran. Since I am,
I can't rely on my screener to tell you the truth. I don't know what they know or what they said. But go ahead with your thoughts.
It was either a screener or a screamer.
because
the police state.
Anyway, the screener says he didn't say that to you. But go ahead.
Okay, that's okay. He was screaming in my ear, and I couldn't understand what word he was saying. But I'll try and slow down just a little bit.
All right.
So, no, not a police state. I understand some people's concerns. Well, let me give a small background. And, yes, everybody that recognizes my voice, yes, I'm still around. I used to be in broadcasting for a while, you know.
You do have that sound to you.
So
dude, can you enumerate the reasons why you don't believe, Charlie, why you don't believe it's a police state?
Because we don't have the vehicles, so to speak, driving around with the machine guns sitting up on top, or the recoilless rifles, or the people with the AK-47s on their shoulders walking the streets.
Well, in New York City, they have machine guns.
Yeah, they've got machine guns strapped up, and Humvees, all matte black. It's interesting that they don't choose any lively colors like light blue or something like that. They always
pink.
They like that matte black.
Pink, yeah, I like pink.
Or rainbow colors, you know.
Yeah.
The Rainbow Coalition.
So you've got machine guns. Okay, so we're including the whole country here, not just Charlottesville, right? Okay, so there are certain areas where it's worse, certain areas where it's better. But looking at the local newspaper,
because they had a problem over at a local college in Harrisonburg last weekend, 8,000-person riot. So when the police were discovering certain things and photographs were taken, they went to the school newspaper of the college and said, we want the pictures that you took, we want the films that you took, but they didn't ask the general newspapers. They just asked for the college newspapers photographs, and they threatened to confiscate their computers, et cetera, if they did not conform to what they wanted to do. They didn't show any kind of a warrant, which is probable cause. They need to show a warrant, not just to threat. So, yes, there is a certain area in some people's mode of doing things. Since I am in security, I do carry a gun. I do carry a 45 caliber in my car all the time.
So are you acknowledging, Charlie, that there are problems, but you wouldn't go so far as to call it a police state?
drug problems, just like all blacks aren't bad, all whites aren't bad, all Chicanos aren't bad, all yellows aren't bad, all American Indians aren't bad, though in a society, just like all prisoners supposedly aren't bad, but 99% will say that they didn't do the crime, though you have a small microcosm of everybody in every situation, whether it's a police department, psychologist, school teachers, security people, some people that shoot their own toes with their guns, kill themselves. But it's not everybody.
Well, I wouldn't call it a microcosm when it comes to the cops. From what we understand from talking to former cops, they would tell you that many of the police are corrupt. It's far more than just a few bad apples, because the positions of power essentially attract those who are corrupted or corruptible.
You can't say all, gentlemen.
I said that you said it was a microcosm, and I said it's not just a few bad apples.
But one must admit
you said about half an hour ago they lie all the time. I can't say that.
Yeah, if I did say that, I apologize.
Yeah,
Not all of them lie all the time, but they are trained to lie, Charlie. They are trained to lie, and they are legally allowed to lie.
I am not trained to lie.
You're not a police officer, are you?
I am an officer, and I can't arrest you. I can put you in jail. Yes, I can.
I can tell you that they, in many police departments, are absolutely trained to tell lies to people. In many cases, they do it to try to get somebody to roll over on another person during a traffic stop or to get people to confuse their stories.
Hey, your partner over there just said you guys did it. Why don't you just go ahead and tell me that, what happened, and then we'll go easy on you. I can talk to the judge, you know.
Maybe when you became a cop, they didn't train you that way, but they do these days. Charlie, thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. And if he's saying that and really doesn't, I find it hard to believe that he actually doesn't think they train cops to lie. I find that hard to believe. I think he may have been telling a lie in that particular case, because it's nonsense. And we've talked to a police trainer before who has told us these things. And the cops will tell you it if they're being honest with you. There's more coming up here. Your call is about what you want. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Jace in Kentucky. Jace, you're on Free Talk Live, listening to WKCT.
Hey, how are you doing?
Jace, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I kind of concur with the gentleman you had on initially. I don't feel like it's a police state.
Okay, so what would make you believe that it was? The last gentleman said machine guns. We pointed out that the police in New York have machine guns.
Sure. Well, I've kind of got, I guess, my own criteria. I guess one would be we still have the ability to bear arms. I think if we were disarmed.
Lots of people in lots of cities don't. I mean, Chicago, you can't bear arms. Well, New York, you can't bear arms.
Not even in just cities, but also in many states, you can't open carry at all.
Well, I'll tell you, in Kentucky, you can.
Kentucky is not a police state, but you won't speak for the other 49.
What about New York City? What about the other states where there's...
Let me go through some of my criteria. So I think one is the ability, constitutionally anyway, to bear arms.
Should somebody be able to bear arms without asking the government for a piece of paper?
You know, I really, as a citizen, I don't have a problem with... I like arms being... that there be a criteria for getting them, and that...
So you don't believe in freedom?
You don't actually believe in the right to bear arms. You believe in the privilege to bear arms if the government says so.
Well, but I think right now, I think...
I'm trying to find out about freedom from you,
We're not going to rush you off the phones here. I find this a very interesting discussion, okay? So we're probably likely going to hold you through, because we're running up against the clock here in a moment. So let's continue here, Mark, to reiterate your question about the firearms.
So do you believe in the right to bear arms, or do you believe that the government issues the privilege to bear arms to people that they believe are, you know, qualified in whatever way that they decide?
Well, I think it should be a government for the people, run by the people. So if we're dictating the interpretation and how the law is seen through...
So would that be a no, then? I don't believe in the right to bear arms.
No, I do believe in the right to bear arms.
You do not believe in the right to bear arms, sir.
Like, I have the right to life. That means that 51% of the people can't vote to take it away. That's a right. You see, there's a difference between a right and something that's been voted in by a majority of the people. That's
a
privilege.
Big difference between a right and a privilege. We will bring you back here in a moment. You can go through your list. Okay? More in a moment. 800-259-9231. If it's not a police state, please explain why not. This is Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
Do you need a new computer but don't seem to have the money to buy one? Is your credit stopping you from buying the newest computers that you need today? Then My Computer Club is your answer to buy that new computer or laptop now and pay for it later. Finance top quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks, no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start at just $22 a month. Go to mypccredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's mypccredit.com.
As the U.S. and the world slip slowly into economic and financial gridlock, some economists predict a global financial meltdown and economic collapse worse than we have ever seen. Don't wait for the edicts to start coming out of Washington, D.C. before you begin to fill your pantry. Prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now. Ready Reserve Food has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest and dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog, but we will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us to prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now at 800-453-2202 for your free catalog now.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MaineMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish it. M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
I love gardening. What I don't love to see is deer and rabbits destroy my beautiful plants.
Why let your garden be destroyed? Plant Skin Repellent protects your garden, trees, and landscaping from wildlife damage. Made in the USA from 100% organic environment and pet-friendly ingredients, Plant Skin is the number one, most tested, most effective, and longest-lasting deer and rabbit repellent you can buy. It lasts up to 6 months over winter and 3 to 4 months during the active spring-summer growing season. Unlike other repellents, Plant Skin will not wash off in the rain and is guaranteed to outlast and outperform all other repellents. Plant Skin is OMRI-listed organic and is proven effective protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents. That's why Plant Skin is used by leading forest companies, nurseries, and conservation agencies, and is member-tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Locate a dealer nearest you at PlantSkin.com. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed, or your money back. Go to PlantSkin.com. That's Plant, SkyDD.com today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI, toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those. And those features include our bulletin board system with over 500,000 posts. You can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners all for free over at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, NPACs, and X2s. They're 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, and 99% off list price. They are in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery at memorydealers.com.
All right, so I had suggested earlier that I believe that this is a police state and that it has been for a number of years. And I was challenging people to call in, and if you disagree, that you don't think that this is a police state. And I'm including the entire political designation known as the United States, not just your local governmental region, but everywhere. The aggregate of all of the police state-ish activities. But if you don't believe it's a police state, why not? And what criteria would get you to believe, what would you have to see happen in order to believe that, I was wrong. This actually is a police state. Now, we bring on Jace. We're bringing back Jace, listening to WKCT in Bowling Green. Jace, are you there, sir?
Yeah, sure am.
Okay, so we held you through here because you started talking about how you don't think it's a police state because you can still carry a gun. Now, of course,
I thought you brought up a really good point, and I actually pulled out my dictionary and really was to define, well, what is a right? And according to the dictionary, it's something, it says, to which one has a just or lawful claim. So then I guess the question becomes, well, who defines the law?
Who watches the watchers also? I mean,
right,
notice that they can all carry guns.
So if a right is defined by a lawful claim, then...
there are a lot of different definitions for the term right.
Right. Did the Jews that got gassed have a right to life?
Oh, I agree with you. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
and law, right? What's lawful? Is it, for instance, is it God's given law, inalienable right, or is it man's law? So I think when I think of a police state, though, I think we have to differentiate the two. Now, I guess I'd preface this by saying that, are we drifting towards more of a police state? I certainly believe we are. But
so you believe that if guns are taken away, then that would mean it's a police state. Is that your criteria?
That is not my only criteria.
What else?
Well, I think one is the ability for, the citizens to have arms. I mean, obviously, if we're disarmed... Then,
guns, we just talked about that.
No, we can't do anything.
Okay.
I think the other is what you're doing right now, the inability to whether it's via the Internet or the radio waves or the TV, to air our views that might differ from our government, and then the inability to affect law. So if we don't have the right to vote...
Oh, I can't affect the law. No, there's not really much I can do to affect the law. They do what they want, and they shove it down our throats, and they do it by the threat of violence. So,
right,
so
I'd like to make a couple of points on what you're talking about. I think they're good points that you made, and I think that... That when you're talking about things like freedom of the press, the ability to complain is a big a right. I would absolutely agree with you. And I think that is probably where the United States does the best, is there's still the ability to complain. I would like to point out that it was the Alexander Haig quote from the 70s where, let them protest all they want as long as they pay their taxes. If you don't pay your taxes, you go to jail, but you can complain about it all you want. And when it comes to what was the other point? I'm sorry, it slipped my mind.
From me?
Yeah, there was no point number three in it. I lost it.
Oh, we said inability to affect the law.
Ah, yes.
The third one I made.
And of course, there's the voting thing, and it seems like if voting was actually effective, they'd probably make it illegal.
Well, the Republicans and Democrats have been working together to build the police state, as I pointed out earlier,
well,
so it doesn't matter who you vote for.
I think more what we're alluding to, though, is, I think first thing is corruption. I mean, when hasn't there ever been a level of corruption, even from the earliest times of the United States?
Indeed, you put power in men's hands, and you'll find the ones that want to abuse it.
Corrupt,
so and wield it over people. So to you then, being demanded of your papers at any time, that's not a police state?
What's that again? I'm sorry.
So if you were demanded of your papers by someone in a uniform and a badge at any old random point, the cops could come up and demand you show your papers, that's not a police state?
Well, I think it would be more the inability to have any recourse after done wrong. would be a police state.
So you don't mind the idea of cops being able to just demand that you show your papers any old time?
Oh, I certainly do. But
that's not a police state.
No, because from the perspective of, and twofold, one is there's always going to be corruptions and there's always going to be mistakes.
Well, I don't know that, you said that there always has been. And I agree with you that there always has been, but I don't think that there necessarily has to be.
So you think there's a utopia where we can have absolutely no corruption?
I think you can have a situation where people have a much greater influence on the system. I mean, like, you know, they're able to choose.
But is that more of an apathy? I think we still have that ability, but we're apathetic.
What do you think you can do if the cops come up?
I'm not apathetic, dude. I get out and I work for liberty every single day.
I'm saying as a society we are now.
But I don't want to be responsible for the rest of those losers. I want to be responsible for me.
Jace,
Then you can't live in a society of multiple beings, man. I mean, Jace, there's just no way.
The way it's been up till now, but don't you think things could be designed differently?
I think we've attempted to do that, but people corrupt it, man, by nature.
I think that for 200, you know, they tried a new republic 250 years ago, and we say it's the best thing ever, but there's no, you know, real redesign.
We drifted from it.
What I want to know. Let me just make sure I'm understanding what you're saying. And Mark, don't distract from this because I want to make sure I get to this point. So if the cops can go, and I'm just picking one of the things that I consider police statey. If the cops can go and demand your papers of you anytime, anywhere, you don't believe that's a police state because you can file a complaint about it?
I would say this, okay? If that's the only criteria that we say we live in.
No, I didn't say it was the only criteria.
Okay.
I was just picking that one out. You had said that the reason why you didn't think that was a police state was because there was some sort of system that you could go to complain about it. Did I misunderstand you?
No, I think if I was home right now and somebody came to my door and demanded papers, sure.
What if you were walking down the street?
Oh, yeah, wherever it might be.
That would be a police state?
If they could just at will do that.
That would be a police state?
No, I guess this is what I'm saying is if that was your only thing.
No, it's not the only thing.
No.
It's in concert, although I think that alone would be enough because it sounds pretty police state. Show us your papers. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That's not the only thing, though. But if it were the only thing, I think it would be pretty scary and pretty frightening. But it's in concert with thousands of police raids every single year. The police using violence on peaceful people on a regular basis, intimidation, lying, and being able to get away with all of it. And having very little, any sort of consequences.
Qualified immunity.
You can complain all you want. You can fill out all the paperwork you want to.
Right. If you want accountability, just make it so the police officers aren't immune from lawsuits for their actions.
All right. There's more coming up. You can bring up anything, and this is Free Talk Live.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose?
Except poor sleep.
Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. And hey, if you are enjoying this program, there are ways to support us. One of them is by becoming an amplifier. For as little as $3 a month, we'll take that money in, reinvest it into the show, and use it to get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. Head on over to amp.freetalklive.com. That stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, by the way. That's what we'll do with the money. amp.freetalklive.com. It doesn't go to paychecks. You also get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, amp-only forum, and the amp-only commercial-free podcast. Go and get all the details and get signed up with any major credit card, PayPal, or other alternative options at amp.freetalklive.com.
If you've tried to lose weight before and failed because, well, dieting doesn't work, go check out LumaThin Plus at LumaThinPlus.com. It's a super concentrated weight loss formula of Caraluma, and it's great. It causes you to lose weight without having to change your diet or the way you live, because it just suppresses your appetite by taking the pills. It doesn't make you jittery or anything like that. It's LumaThinPlus.com. I've been using it, causing me to lose weight, LumaThinPlus.com.
All right, 1-800-259-9231. The question I'd asked, and you're still welcome to bring up anything, but looking for answers to the, I think it's a police state. I think that this is a police state that we are dealing with today. It was a police state 5 years ago. It's been a police state for a while. It just keeps getting worse, becomes more police state-ish over time. And I'm asking people, well, what is it, if you don't believe it's a police state, why? What criteria would allow you to come to the realization that it is a police state? Many of the criteria that were mentioned tonight, Mark, It's actually already happening. Somebody said machine guns. The cops carrying machine guns around. Well, that's happening in, for instance, New York City. Going to the subway.
Yeah, when I went to Israel and I saw 17-year-old kids standing around in camo with camo shoved into their boots with machine guns, Uzis strapped over their shoulders. It looked very police state-ish to me. Then I went to New York City, and what was it, 2004 that we were there?
Yeah,
the first time?
Yeah.
But we've seen it a couple of times. You go there, you see guys, which they look just like the old German World War II helmets, except for the spike on the top. they've got their glasses on so you don't look at their eyes, the window to the soul. They're in all black, and I think it's very telling that these all black uniforms that cops love to wear with the pants shoved into the boots. Yeah. I mean, they're even more militaristic than the military is. It's crazy.
Let's continue with your phone calls and talk to, I think Lee is with us, listening to WBHP in Huntsville. Lee, you're on Free Talk Live. Nina Mark.
Hey, yeah, I'm still here.
Hey, Lee.
Yeah,
how are you?
I agree about the police state thing, only from my own personal experience, I'm going to say it started actually back in the 60s. And I do not mean the police abuses on beating up on anti-war protesters or anything like that. I mean, my experience is I grew up in Nashville, Tennessee, and I took my fiancée out to the airport one night just to show her where I worked at. So we come on back out. We're going back downtown. I'm going to take her to dinner. And this car gets behind us and starts acting suspiciously. I speed up. It speeds up. I slow down. It slows down. So finally I told her, I says, honey, hang on. So I had to 55 Chevy, like you wouldn't believe, man. I mean, I punched her. I hit warp speed in a second, man, you know. So I got on down the road, and I just saw these flashing lights in mirror, and I pulled on over. I thought it was an ambulance, but when that Ford Galaxy headlights pulled behind me, I said, uh-oh, that ain't no ambulance there, man. So I went back, and all it was a state trooper was just getting off shift. He had one ticket left, and he says, I'm going to give it to the first car in front of me, and so he gave it to me, see, $18 ticket back then. And I said, I told him why I did what I did and everything. I says, look, if you were out with your wife and you're not being in uniform or any of that kind of stuff, you're just being a regular guy like me, wouldn't you want to do the same thing, protect her? Yeah, well, then why you give me a ticket? Well, because I'm getting off shift. I want to go home, man. So I've only got one ticket left, so.
Hey, whatever. I'm just doing my job.
Just fundraising. Just fundraising for the government.
Yeah. It started and it just keeps getting worse over time. When the police are unaccountable for the violence that they commit and the fear that they create in people and the attitude of intimidation, I think you've got yourself a police state on your hands.
Yeah. Well, you're probably wondering, did I pay the $18 ticket? The answer is no. I gave it to my Uncle Clarence, who was a lawyer. A real good one. And the short version right here is he got that cop fired and banned.
Boy, that doesn't happen these days.
Right. Now,
those
are
the good old days.
This is the proof that things have changed.
Yeah, you got that right.
Yeah. He's not going to get fired these days.
You can't fire a cop for anything but molesting children today. And I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. They can burn people's houses down. They can shoot kids, kill dogs. They can do all kinds of things. And even on video.
I'd like to say in defense, I think they try very hard to avoid doing anything with children in their midst.
Well, they still raid people's homes that have children in them, and that's how they end up killing kids.
Yeah, they're usually very protective about the children. I mean, that's their one
except
soft
when
spot.
They shoot at it the happens. Mothers that are holding the children
well, they,
and
they,
kill the
they
babies.
They get in the way, you know?
The baby gets in. Yeah, right.
It happens.
There's no excuse for it.
I think there's no excuse for the raids.
If they weren't raiding people's homes in the first place, then none of those deaths would have happened. And some cops would still be alive today. All right, so we continue here with your phone calls going to Brett, listening in Albuquerque to Kiva. Brett, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
What's on your mind tonight, Brett?
Well, I want to chime in on your discussion.
Yes, sir.
I agree with you guys on a lot of things. I do believe that cops have a lot of power, too much in many ways. The whole busting into your house for no reason. And even if they have their reason, it's easy for them to find a reason that's not really there.
Yep, sure.
And that's, you know, that's scary.
They can get an anonymous phone call and come into your house based on what somebody claimed over the phone. It's crazy.
And they don't have to prove the anonymous phone call came in, so they can get the anonymous phone call afterwards, too.
No, and then that also, you know, came from the so-called Republican George Bush and his little Patriot Act thing that Obama has just decided to go ahead with. I mean,
sure.
I like
to call them Republicrats because, yeah, they're the same thing.
Yeah, pretty much. However, I'll disagree with you that we are actually just in a police state.
What color are you?
You've made the what color am I?
Right, because I think it's different for different people. It doesn't really matter what color you are. I'm kind of fooling
sure.
with you there,
no,
but
no,
I think
I
that
understand.
Different people and different the ethnicities tend to answer this question differently.
Well, the respectables don't generally tend to think it's a police state because they don't see and deal with the police on a regular basis. So,
that's not my reasoning. The reason is I'm actually not originally from here. I'm from Chiriomoris, Romania. Now, my family left there whenever I was a small child. Now, I have yet to see, like, whenever I cross into state to see, into a next state. I live in New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
I have not seen, you know, like, armed guards on the way to Texas yet.
Been to California?
What's that?
Have you been to California?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There's checkpoints to get into California.
Oh, sure, there's checkpoints. And let me,
those men are armed.
I don't need to show you the gun. Like when you go to if I go to a bank and I tell the teller to give me all their money, they give me the money because they think it's very likely that I have a gun.
I can tell you the men at those checkpoints likely have guns. I mean, usually look at them on their hips.
Sure, sure. That's yeah. And they're most likely they're trying, and I agree with the idea of trying to get a hold of this illegal immigration thing. I mean, where are you guys located?
New Hampshire.
New Hampshire.
But we're from Florida.
Florida natives.
We're kind of familiar with illegal immigrants.
How much prosperity they bring
this nation? I lived in Florida for a while.
How much tyranny are you willing to put up with, Brett, in order to supposedly stop the so-called menace of immigrants, so-called illegals?
I am. You say, you know, it's almost like the like it was in Nazi Germany with the show us your papers. Okay, from what I've understood, which they, you know, we're talking about here in the local news, the idea of it is if there's a close to an idea that you might be an illegal immigrant, they need to see your papers. And man, let me tell you, for somebody who has had property damage, who has been robbed, my girlfriend was.
Tell you what,
robbed.
I want to bring you back. We'll talk about immigration here in a moment. Also, take your phone calls at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Libby's 100% Pure Pumpkin. Learn how to give everyday recipes a nutritional boost with the power of pumpkin at verybestbaking.com. When choosing fruits and vegetables, orange or yellow are your best bets. Vegetables like butternut squash, pumpkin, or yellow peppers are rich in nutrients that are linked with lower risks of certain cancers and heart disease. On the fruit side, cantaloupe, bananas, and oranges offer the same benefits, plus one more. Kids love them. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Get incredible grip, no matter what the conditions, when you wear MaxFit gloves. Everyone from boaters, fishermen, mechanics, plumbers, farmers, senior citizens, and gardeners are all wearing MaxFit gloves for better grip. MaxFit gloves are made with thin glove technology that is ultra-thin, breathable, will reduce muscle fatigue when planting gardens, pulling weeds, or anywhere you need a more youthful grip. Watch incredible MaxFit gloves videos online at MaxFitGloves.com. MaxFit gloves improve dry grip strength by up to 37% and improve your grip up to 400%. Better than bare hands in wet or oily conditions. If arthritis has crippled your grip, or if you work with your hands and depend on a good grip, then MaxFit gloves are for you. Right now, get 2 free pair of MaxFit gloves when you go to maxfitgloves.com. MaxFitGloves.com and use promo code radio or call 1-877-552-5206. That's 1-877-552-5206. MaxFit gloves, incredible grip in any conditions.
Good morning, gardeners. Want lighter pots, better drainage, then forget the rocks. Hi, this is Paul Pringer from the Paul Pringer Garden Club. A lot of gardeners ask me if rocks are the best for drainage in the bottom of their pots. Not anymore. Now use Better Than Rocks, a new non-woven mesh material made of 100% recycled plastic. You place it in the bottom of your window boxes, your outdoor containers, houseplant containers for optimal plant drainage. Better Than Rocks helps oxygen reach the plant's roots, allows better nutritional absorption necessary for good growth and lush plants. Plus, you'll save money using less soil. The material is easy to use, and your pots will be much lighter. So go to betterthanrocks.com today, and for a $10 discount off a 16x96-inch roll, use the code PAULP at checkout. That's betterthanrocks.com. Better Than Rocks will get you growing.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain and probably not enough time for you to call in at this point. Phones are loaded up, so we'll do our best to get to you. If you're on the line, do stay there. All right. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
The website, by the way, freetalklive.com. We give away the features there, so do enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, allowing you to submit show prep ideas to the show, having them voted up and voted down by you and other listeners. The most popular ones making it to the front page of our website. So not only is it a great resource for us, but it's also a great resource for you. Those of you who love liberty, you'll find some very interesting stuff submitted by listeners just like you. And it's all free over at freetalklive.com. As we continue here, I wanted to bring back Brett listening in Albuquerque to Kiva. Because we've been talking about the police state, and I believe that this is a police state, and it has been for a while, a number of years at least, and I've been asking people, well, if you don't think it is, then why not? And you started getting into, while you had some areas of agreement with us, you started getting into the idea of immigration, and you were excusing some of the things that the police are doing, like checkpoints and things like that, because there's this looming threat of so-called illegal immigrants. And I don't want to get into all the details of immigration because we certainly don't have time for that lengthy discussion tonight. We'll have it again in the future.
You
trust
can call
us
next week.
Yeah, we'll talk.
Or you can call Monday.
We can talk lengthily about immigration later. But what I just wanted to ask you, Brett, was how much police state stuff are you willing to put up with? How much police intrusion and government intrusion into your life are you willing to put up with in order to supposedly save you from illegal immigrants?
Well, see, here's I'm not willing to put up with a whole lot, but however, see, I am an immigrant, man. that's and it bugs me because I did it. My family did it the right way.
The right way. Why is it right to beg for permission to travel like a free person from unaccountable, arbitrary bureaucrats thousands of miles away from you? Why is there anything right about being obedient to a bunch of people who wish to be your masters?
And I'd also like to point out
that communism.
Is it okay to escape? Why is it okay to escape communism, but not okay to escape poverty? You see, that's the difference. As many people who came from from communist countries, all they had to do was get here.
The problem lies within the Mexican government. Have you seen the problem?
No, there are problems in governments around the world, Brett.
Let me finish my sentence. Have you seen any? Have you been close to anybody who tells you what it takes to try to even get to the office that you just to sign up to try to leave Mexico? There's a waiting list that would take 100 years, so they're forced to do this. However,
we have talked to people who have come here from various different places, and it is an absolute nightmare.
Yeah, I've never heard that claim that you've made.
It's an absolute, I don't care, I'll take it as truth, but it's what's
but
an
I'm
absolute
saying,
nightmare that I know for a fact is navigating the United States immigration bureaucracy and the thousands of dollars that they demand and the hoops that they want you to jump through. I thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. We continue. Helen, ladies first here. Helen listening to WNYY in Ithaca. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, can you hear me?
Hi. Yes, what's on your mind tonight?
I was wondering, like, I lived in France for several years, 4 or 5 years, and it was it's a socialist country, or it's a little less socialist than it was. So what do you guys have against socialism?
Oh no, it's what I have against force. See, I don't care for any ideas that force peaceful people to do things they don't want to do or force them to not do things that they do want to do as long as they aren't harming others. So, whether you want to call that system socialism or fascism or totalitarianism, whatever system it happens to be.
I actually did PhD things in political theory. So, could you please define what you think libertarianism is?
I think that,
I've read Ayn Rand. I think I read her when I was like in high school.
Yeah, I'm not an Ayn Randian. I am a liberty-minded person. I think that liberty means the ability to live your life however you want, so long as you do no harm to others.
I think that's an excellent philosophy of life.
Well, thank you. Any other thoughts for us?
We're for it.
Well, I'm on the Democratic Committee. Like, is there something bad about being a Democrat?
No. What's bad is advocating violence against peaceful people. So if you've got a goal in life, let's say helping the poor, which is a very laudable thing, helping people who are sick, that's all fine. You should be doing those things and advocating ways of doing those things that don't involve threatening other people, because violent means to supposedly positive ends is a immoral and bankrupt approach. Republicans take this approach, Democrats take this this approach, and it's because
I totally agree with you, but the only thing I'm thinking that's what I'm thinking. I don't know what libertarian really, I don't understand what it is. It seems like it's every man for himself.
It's a common misconception, because a lot of people who call themselves libertarians, they're not really libertarians. So you can, you get kind of mixed messages out there of what it really means to be.
We have a lot of crazy people joining militias now, and they're threatening cops and stuff. And I know, you know, some police persons they do bad things, but most of them don't. I don't have any police.
Things to be done, and I think that's bad.
This is a smear that's going on. I'd like to point out that the Unabomber was a liberal, dangerous man. Like to point out that the guy that tried to kill Catherine, what was the Florida politician that the Democrat guy tried to run over? I don't know. She was in Florida. She used to be the Secretary General or
there's
something
crazy
like that.
People all over the place, though. I mean, they're crazy, violent people with whatever political label that you want to put on them. So the people that are these militias, the scary people that you're talking about, are not necessarily liberty-oriented. And if they're talking about violence, then I completely disagree with them, because I don't believe that you can get to a peaceful society through violent means. And I don't tend to think that the people that are out there making threats against the police or making threats against the government people are in any way minded toward liberty, because it sounds to me like they just want to overthrow the current regime and take control of the reins of power for themselves so they can lord it over others in whatever way they might.
Besides having a radio show, do you have any other accesses to people joining in on your cause here?
You bet. We're actually part of the Free State Project. We made the move from Florida to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project at freestateproject.org, which is a movement of liberty-minded people all converging to the same place in order to get active for liberty. So,
are you starting a political party?
There are a lot of things going on here. There's no control.
There's political parties already. We don't need any extra.
Well, I don't know what everybody's doing, Mark. I can't speak to that. I think there may be some people that are starting another political party. There are thousands of people in this movement. Hundreds of them have already made the move, and there's nobody that's in charge. So there's not like one, a committee of people that you report to or get orders from. You just move here.
I don't take orders from anybody. As
good
a matter
for you.
Of fact, my grandparents are from Europe, and I can get
citizenship in Europe if I want to, and I've already lived in Europe. So.
Helen, I got to tell you what, we are on there on WNYY. You're fortunate. You get us every night of the week, only for an hour, though, during the week. They take all three during the weekends. But we'll call us again. We can talk about more in detail. We're on at 9 o'clock every night during the week, and we'd love to hear back from you, okay? Thanks, Helen. Appreciate it. Short on time, let's go to Sean listening in Florida. Sean, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. Hey, Mark and Ian. I really like your spirit and your show.
Thanks, Sean.
Yeah.
You got to go quick, I'm afraid. I'm sorry about that, but we're short on time.
No problem. So a couple points. Obviously, a lot of the callers don't understand that we are and have been in a police state for some time. That's clear. But the solution isn't attack, you know, the cops aren't the problem, they're the symptom, and they intentionally hire cops who have low IQs. That's intentional.
It's true. In many departments.
And so they're basically, there's an evil elite that's hiding behind this police force, and it's basically a buffer to protect them.
Also true. The police aren't here to protect and serve you. They're here to protect and serve their masters, their political masters in the state, the politicians. And you're absolutely right. I thank you for the call tonight. Let's talk to George in Massachusetts. George, your thoughts.
George, okay. How do we tell if we have an unfree society? Let's see. Real symptoms. Detention without trial. Do we have that in America?
Yes.
Jose Padilla. How about mass wiretapping of emails and phone? Oh, the NSA has been doing that for quite some time. They
yep.
got caught, didn't they?
Check.
How about summary executions? And, gee, Mr. Obama just signed a summary execution order against an American citizen.
Yep, military tribunals. Yep, absolutely.
This is a very bad problem, and it's the Libertarian Party that can fix it. The young lady on the past call asked, is there something you can do about it? Another group, and it's the Libertarian Party.
I don't know if I believe in the Libertarian Party. I don't know if I believe the Libertarian Party is going to be a solution to anything, but I thank you for the call, George.
Phillies, I voted for you for president.
Let's continue here and talk briefly to, I believe John is with us listening in Illinois. John, you're on the AMP line with the remaining thoughts in the show here.
Sure. No, I'd agree with George Phillies and a lot of the other folks that we are in a police state, but I guess, you know, there's different levels of gradation on that. I mean, for example, one of my good friends, he used to fly back from UK to the United States because he lived in the UK, worked in the US. And on his way back one time, they say, oh, you've been randomly selected to get searched. And he didn't give them their passport or anything. And they're like, so Adil, come with us. And he's like, I didn't give you guys my name, you know?
Whoa,
why is that?
That's spooky. We're out of time. Thanks for the call. Been Ian with you.
And Mark.
Back Monday night. Join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Notorious space pirate Phoebus Crumb had retired to a frontier world, only to see it destroyed by raiders. Now, Crumb is given a new ship, a new crew, and a dangerous new mission. Infiltrate deep within enemy territory and destroy a deadly dreadnought that threatens the balance of galactic power. Follow the illustrated adventures of L. Neil Smith's Phoebus Crumb online now at bigheadpress.com/PK.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700.